Hi, and welcome to WhiskeyCast, featuring news and interviews from the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie. Coming up in a few minutes, a rarity, a scotch that's been aged in oak barrels. Scottish oak barrels. But first, the news. If you've ever wanted to own part of a whiskey distillery, the backers of the Lady Bank project are looking for investors. You may have heard about Lady Bank. It's a private distillery to be built in the county of Fife. Investors will be part of Lady Bank's private club, and their assets will be truly liquid. The dividends will be paid in the equivalent of 6 bottles of whiskey a year for 50 years. A membership costs £3,250. Overseas members pay just £2,500. At current exchange rates, that's about $4,325. Lady Bank is offering a special incentive for new members during December. There's a link available on our website at whiskeycast.com. If you're in the U.S. and watch the Food Network, like I do once in a while, check your local listings for the show Good Eats. The show recently spent some time at the Maker's Mark Distillery for a look at how bourbon is made, and the episode will run through December. Ardbeg fans in the U.K., be on the lookout. Ardbeg has released several 1974 cask-strength bottlings on the British market, along with a holiday gift pack of miniatures. Isle of Jura is celebrating its new bottle designs with a contest during December, with one lucky winner receiving a trip to the distillery. It only includes travel from Glasgow, though, so don't plan on going from the States. If you're a Macallan lover in the States and missed your chance to get the holiday gift pack of Macallan cask strength with a leather flask last year, you're getting another chance. The gift packs are showing up on the East Coast again. As a side note, you can still find those flasks on eBay, where some entrepreneurs have been selling them for up to $30 apiece. On the event calendar, tickets are still available for the Victoria Whiskey Festival on January 20th and 21st in Victoria, British Columbia, but some of the master classes are already sold out. Glenmorangie has announced several dates for tasting events in the UK in early 2006. These events are for members of Glenmorangie's Kindred Spirits Club. I've posted links to all of these sites at www.whiskeycast.com, and there's also a link to email me your thoughts. My email address is comments@whiskeycast.com, and I'd love to hear from you. We're all familiar with the use of former bourbon barrels to age scotch. It's been the foundation of the scotch industry for decades. But Scotland does have its own oak trees, and now the famous Grouse has created a very limited bottling of its blended whiskey, aged in Scottish oak. Helen Potter is responsible for new product development at the famous Grouse.
Well, the idea dates back to 1997, and it came out of a discussion in the whiskey making part of our business. Didn't start with marketing at all, and it was around the fact that we have a fantastic Scottish product in the famous Grouse, and the only significant ingredient, if you like, in the whole mix that produces the famous Grouse that isn't Scottish is the casks, because normally, as you're probably aware, in the whiskey industry we buy our barrels either from the US, they've previously held bourbon, or from Europe. So there's a non-Scottish element in the mix of the famous Grouse. So the question was put, how would whiskey matured in Scottish oak fare versus that matured in American or European oak? And we had no idea whether we would get a good product or not, but we decided to experiment and explore that question.
Now, this seems like such a logical idea. Why was it never done before?
Well, I think it's one of sustainability. I mean, Scotland historically would have been covered with oak trees, but we had a very active navy, and I think the British Navy can be blamed for depleting Scotland of its rich wood resource. So there's not a lot to go at now.
Now, how is it sustainable now? I know that you're doing some work to try to help regrow some of the oak forests, correct?
That's right, yes. Every bottle sold contributes to the work of the Tree Council in Britain. But this is just a simple limited edition bottling. We've only bottled 7,092 bottles, and it's not something we're going to repeat. We just did it as a test. We were given the oak trees there. They're oaks that were local to the famous Grouse experience in Perthshire. And having been given them, we set about turning them into casks, which was quite difficult in our damp climate.
Now, the big question I'm sure that many drinkers would have, what's the taste like? What's the difference between the Scottish oak finish and a conventional finish?
Well, the famous Grouse, finest Scotch whiskey that you know, has notes, some cereal notes, some fruity notes. Some people say it tastes a little bit of chocolate oranges, and there's vanilla in there as well. When you taste the whiskey that's been finished in Scottish oak, all those flavours are still there, but they're somehow more intense, there's more of them. The whiskey has a fabulous feel in the mouth. It's almost creamy in the mouth, and I get a lot of vanilla with it, like it's been topped with vanilla ice cream. It's just beautiful.
And this is all going to be kept in Scotland and England, right, in the UK?
Yeah, it's such a small bottling that we've made it an exclusive to the famous Grouse Experience at Glen Turret Distillery. So you can buy it there if you're local to the distillery or passing through, and you can buy it online in the UK, but we're not exporting.
There's a good reason why this experiment won't be repeated. It takes about 150 years to get the trees ready. Distilleries often have enough problems planning 20 or 30 years out to make sure they'll have enough whiskey to meet market demands. And that's the case with the popular single malt. The Dalmore has temporarily replaced its 30-year-old Stillman's Dram with a 28-year-old version. Dalmore brand ambassador Simon Brooking explains.
Quite honestly, we ran out of the 30. You know, 30-plus years ago, we didn't anticipate the demand on our whiskey. It's very hard to do things like that. And so it's the big challenge with the whiskey's single malts today, is it's limited production. We encounter the same challenges as Macallan did in the 1990s with the 18-year-old. They ran out, so they went to the 15. The Lagavulin 16 right now. They have very short supplies. They're going to a 12-year. Oban 14. Whiskies such as that. And we have had the same challenge with our 30-year Stillman's Dram. And so we look to having a 30-year Stillman's available again late January 06. At the end of the year in 06. But in the meantime, we have this 28. And for me, it's an opportunity to be able to show people what a couple of years does to the whiskies. It's a little bit lighter, it's a little livelier, a couple of years less in the barrel. I find that the 30 years are a little bit smokier, actually, which is an interesting aspect to it. But the Stillman's Dram is a great line, and I think the way I like to recommend it is purchase a couple of different years and see what the differences are. I think people in this country are wedded to particular years. They're age-oriented. And a lot of times people think that the older it is, the better it is. I have people who prefer the 12-year over the 28, over the 30. So I would say go in with an open mind and just enjoy the differences. Knowing that if you enjoy the 30, it will be back.
By the way, they are smiling at the Dalmore these days. A couple of weeks ago, John Hansel told us about this year's Malt Advocate Whiskey Awards. He picked the Dalmore 12-year-old as the best buy among single malts.
We've always kind of talked about the best kept secret with the Dalmore, but as I travel around the U.S., the Dalmore 12, it's such a great, solid single malt Scotch whiskey, and it really is our foundation for the market here in the United States. A great whiskey as a 12-year-old, straight up or on the rocks, and even for cocktails. And dare I say, I would advocate Scotch whiskey cocktails. And the Dalmore 12, the distinction from John Hansel and Malt Advocate, we couldn't be happier.
The Dalmore's USA importer is offering a $5 rebate during December. We have a link to the site on WhiskeyCast.com. And coming up on the next episode of WhiskeyCast, we'll hear from another award-winning distillery, Jim Murray's Whiskey Bible 2006 choice for the Single Malt Scotch of the Year. That's all for this edition of WhiskeyCast. WhiskeyCast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2005, and comes to you from the charming yet regrettably dry town of Haddonfield, New Jersey. Our email address is comments@whiskeycast.com. And I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.